to an abundant life and information that can save your soul from an eternity of fiery hell. And I've got some great bands lined up for you today, and you definitely need to listen to what they have to say. Now, our theme today is coming to us out of Luke 9, 23 through 24. Jesus was talking to the people, and he said, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For anyone who wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it. And our first song today is about a person who says he has no time for God. He has no time for Jesus Christ. He's too busy to pray, read his Bible, or go to church, or even to decide what he thinks about Jesus Christ. He's got no time for God at all. And when this man dies, the band presents him standing before God, and God is telling him the very same thing that he said in life. And here is Deliverance with No Time.
I'm working.
And that was deliverance with no time. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 10, verse 4, the wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. You know, he has no time for God. In fact, a person that's like this is living like there is no God. And that's the way most people live. God doesn't affect how they spend their time or how they spend their money. He doesn't affect how they treat their spouse or how they raise their children. God might as well not even exist to them. And someone might say, well, you know, I'm getting along just fine without Jesus Christ. My life is great. You know, I'm happy. Business is good. Got plenty of money. I don't feel like I really need God in the first place. Well, that may be true for you, but let me tell you something. That's not a good sign for you. Well, how's that? Well, because you were created for the glory of God, and you were meant to find your happiness and fulfillment through a relationship with Him. And if you're finding your happiness and fulfillment in the things of this world, in the false comforts and the temporary pleasures of this life, then that means you're missing the whole point of why you exist. Listen to what Asaph says in Psalm 73 about those who are happy without God. He says, "For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For they have no pangs until their death, and their bodies are fat and sleek. They are not in trouble as others are. They're not stricken like the rest of mankind. Therefore, pride is their necklace, and violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes swell out through fatness. Their heart overflows with follies. They scoff and speak with malice. Loftily, they threaten oppression. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongue struts through the earth. Behold, these are the wicked, always at ease. They increase in riches. When I pondered to understand this, it was troublesome in my sight, until I came into the sanctuary of God. Then I perceived their end. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. How they are destroyed in a moment. They are utterly swept away by sudden terrors, like a dream when one awakes. O Lord, when aroused, you will despise their form." You see, if you're fine without God, then you're not in a good spot. God is simply giving you what you want, and you are on a slippery slope. And at the bottom of that slippery slope is a place of eternal destruction, which the Bible calls hell. Here's Baron Cross talking about this illusionary world that the devil gets us to fall for in their song, Imaginary Music.
Baby, didn't you see?
That was Baron Cross with Imaginary Music. You know, the Bible says in Mark 8:36, "For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?" Now, people who live for this world and have some success in it often mock those who follow Jesus Christ. They give them a hard time. But there's one thing you got to remember as you discount Christ and his followers, and that is that King Jesus is coming back. King's X sings a song about this very thing called "The King is Coming." King's X with "The King is Coming." You know, Paul spoke about those Christians there in Thessalonica who were being persecuted for the name of Christ. He said this to them in 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 5. He said, "This is a plain indication of God's righteous judgment, so that you will be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which indeed you are suffering. For after all, it is only just for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give relief to you who are afflicted, and to us as well, when the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God, and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and away from the glory of his power when he comes to be glorified in his saints on that day and to be marveled at among all who have believed." And that's what's going to happen. It's what King's X was talking about. The King is coming. And you know what? There will be justice both for Christians and for those who afflict them. And Atomic Opera sings a song about that. It speaks about the fact that people often demand fairness and that justice be done, but they aren't really thinking of it in terms of justice being done to them by God. Here's Atomic Opera with "Justice."
Justice!
Justice by Atomic Opera. You know, they sang When I Pray, Have Mercy, Last Thing I Would Ever Want Is Justice. Why? Why do they sing that? Because God, if God treated us justly, if he gave us what we deserve, then every single human being would spend eternity separated from his glory in hell. The Bible teaches us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death in Romans 3:23 and 6:23, respectively. None of us treat God as he deserves to be treated. God gave us life. He created us, and he created us to live for his glory, and he offers us an abundant life on earth and eternal life with him in heaven, but we reject that. We live for ourselves. We live to show off how great we are, and we all deserve that. None of us have treated God fairly. We've all sinned and deserve death and eternal separation from God in hell, but God, out of the riches of his grace, his unmerited favor, and his great unmatched kindness, has made a way for us to go to heaven to escape the justice that we do are due because of our sins. How? By making men and women and boys and girls righteous, as if we had never sinned before, as if we were perfect in his sight. Now, how did God do that? Well, he did that by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. In the book of 2 Corinthians 5:21, the Apostle Paul said, God made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. In Jesus, we can be righteous, and that's the thing that angers God, is that we're not righteous. We don't live for him. We live for ourselves. And we can be God, you know, we can be righteous. God will treat and has treated, rather, Jesus, who was perfect and totally without sin. He treated him as if he was the greatest sinner who ever lived by placing all of our sins, all the sins of mankind, upon Jesus. And then God poured out all his wrath upon Jesus on the cross, fully punishing sin. And all who put their faith in Jesus Christ can trade in their sins for Jesus' righteousness and escape the punishment of hell. And that's what Paul talked about in Romans 3:21. He says, but now the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe. But what does it mean to believe in Jesus Christ? Is it simply just to acknowledge that he exists or to believe the facts about Jesus? What does it mean? Well, here's Allies who will answer this question for us in their song, Surrender.
Stop.
That's Allies with Surrender off their self-titled album, Allies, the first one. That's Bob Carlyle there on lead vocals, who went on and was very famous for Butterfly Kisses when he left rock and roll and went to that stuff. But, you know, we'll forgive him for that. Hey, listen, I asked a question before we played that song, and that was, what does it mean to believe in Jesus Christ? Is it just to mean the facts about Jesus, just to say he exists? And I told you that they would answer that in that song, and they did. They said surrender. That's what it means to believe in Jesus Christ, is to surrender your life. You know, Jesus, he never really said, hey, pray to receive me. He said, follow me. He told people to follow him, get up and follow me, walk with me, talk with me, dine with me, be with me, follow me. And that's what it means, is to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. And Jesus demanded that. Now, most people don't realize that. Jesus demanded that we surrender our lives. You know, there was a rich young ruler who was a very religious person. He believed in God. He believed in the Bible. He went to church regularly. And when he asked Jesus what he must do to go to heaven, listen to what Jesus told him in Mark chapter 10, verses 20 and 21. He says, one thing you lack, go and sell all you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. You see, Jesus was asking this man to lose his life, to give up everything, to give up his life as he knew it, and to follow him. And Jesus demands the same from all who would follow him. In Luke 9, 23 and 24, he said, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose his life. But whoever will lose his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it. And they sang in that song, when you give all of your life to him, that's when he'll give life back to you. And that's true. And Halo sings a song about this truth. It's called Lose to Live.
We'll be right back.
Hey, that was Hello with Lose to Live. You've got to lose to live, they say. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ and start living real life, the abundant life that Jesus Christ talked about, the life he promised in John 10:10. You'll live that if you live for him. And this shout sings a song called Living for My Lord. Don't you take a listen. that man can play a guitar. I like it. Ken Tamplin there with Shout, singing Living for My Lord. By the way, his cousin is Sammy Hagar. I don't know if you knew that or not, but that's a little tidbit for you. You know, he sang about living for my Lord. And, you know, you can sell out to God. And you can sell out to God without fear. You know why? Because that's what you were made to do. God is everything you need. You need nothing else. And it's also what is required of you. And Jesus said that the greatest commandment in Mark 12:30 was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. That's what you were made to do. And if you want heaven, then you've got to take it to the limit. Take It to the Limit by White Cross. They sang in that song, "You'll find your freedom when you start trusting in me. So many people have fallen for the lie of the devil. They believe that if they surrender their lives to Jesus Christ, they're going to be missing out on so much fun. They're just going to be miserable. And that's exactly how the devil tricked our first parents, Adam and Eve. He convinced them that the reason God had commanded them not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was because that God wanted to keep them back from having a full and meaningful life. And he convinced them that if they sinned against God, they could have this full and meaningful life and much more. The devil said in Genesis 3:5, he said, "For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." You see, but in reality, the devil only wants one thing. And Jesus said what that was in John 10:10. He said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly." You see, we see two options here in this verse. There's death and destruction, and there's an abundant, superior kind of living. Now, Satan knows that you're not going to want to choose his option. So he has to deceive you and make it look like it's the one Jesus is offering. So he tells you that God's ways are actually preventing you from having a superior kind of life, when in reality, he knows that God's ways are the only way you're going to have this abundant life. So he lies to us, and unfortunately, we fall for it. But guess what? Jesus is not lying. Jesus always tells the truth, and Jesus is the life giver. And that's what Hyperstatic Union sings about in their song, Life Giver.
You gave me love, oh Lord, when I was so unlovable. You gave me peace, oh Lord, when I was so restless. You gave me a joyful song to sing, yeah.
Giver by Hyperstatic Union. You know, if we would just believe God, if we just believe what he promised and do what he said, if we would just surrender our lives to Jesus Christ, we would experience that abundant life, that life from the life giver. You know, Jesus promised what he would give abundant life, and he does what he says. And for those who place their faith in Christ, they know this is true, and they are on top of the world. All right, that does it for me today. I want to invite you out to Sandpoint Baptist Chapel, 11 o'clock worship service. See you Sunday, hopefully.